This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A tragic school shooting in Madison yesterday has people looking for answers. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Police say the suspect shot 8 people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. 2 people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. 4 people, 3 students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. 2 of them have been sent home from the hospital. 9 schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. Trish Kilpin, director of the Wisconsin Office of School Safety, says they've gotten more tips about school threats since the shooting.
It is true that in light of school shootings, we also see an uptick, a contagion effect of other school threats. In SUSO, SUSO is our Speak Up, Speak Out Wisconsin tip line where people can report concerns. We have seen an increase in planned school attack tips. Often after an incident such as that happened here in Madison, people start to think about, I should have reported this. I have knowledge that someone could be planning a school attack, and they need to have a place to report that. So we encourage the community at large, students and families, to report to SUSO or their local law enforcement or local school officials if they have concerns that somebody is planning a school attack.
Before the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, there had been a threat to the Green Bay Area School District. They believed it was not credible, but they still had extra police at their schools yesterday. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Anyone who makes a call or threat to a school, we will investigate that. And if you're found to be the person to make that call, you will be arrested.
The Office of School Safety has all kinds of resources available to Wisconsin schools, public, private, doesn't matter. They have guidance on what to do if parents or staff are worried about a student, how to talk to kids about making false threats. And actually, the majority of the tips they get are to report bullying. That Speak Up, Speak Out tip line within the Wisconsin Department of Justice has gotten more than 350 tips since it began in 2020. You can submit one online or you can call their hotline. Officials say never brush off a potential threat. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Flags will fly at half staff today at government buildings in Wisconsin in remembrance of the school shooting victims in Madison. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has ordered the U.S. and Wisconsin state flags to be flown at half staff in honor of the victims of the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. In a statement, Evers said, quote, "There are no words to describe the devastation and heartbreak we feel today." He continued, "As a father, a grandfather, and as governor, it's unthinkable that a kid or an educator might wake up and go to school one morning and never come home." The order will continue through Sunday, December 22nd at sunset.
2 people were killed and 6 others were hurt yesterday. The shooter also died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to police. The City of La Crosse's Public Works Board voted unanimously to expand paid parking in downtown ramps. The proposal moved $1 $1 an hour parking from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday to 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. According to City Council documents, the move is estimated to bring in an additional $225,000 in funds each year. The board also voted to begin issuing automatic fines twice a week for the city brewery for excessive wastewater discharge. Wednesday is the final day of meetings and committees until the end of the month in La Crosse. The Police and Fire Commission will meet in the morning to discuss promotions and appointments and schedule interviews in 2025. Then the Economic and Community Development Commission will discuss applying for a grant for the Caledonia Park Place project for a total of $75,000. That meeting is in the afternoon. The City Plan Commission and Board of Public Works will meet on December 30th for the final meetings of the year. A November oil spill in Jefferson County from an Enbridge pipeline is estimated to be around 1,700 barrels, a relatively small number, according to Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy.
Line 6B carries roughly 667,000 barrels of oil per day. So to put the 1,650 barrels into context, that is less than 1/5 of 1 percentage point of the amount of oil this pipeline carries.
DeHaan says the spill won't affect oil or gas prices.
The average refinery in the U.S. can handle about 200,000 barrels a day. So about 1,700 barrels is pretty small for, you know, impacting the price of oil. So this will have no impact on oil prices at all.
DeHaan added that with the debate over permits for the Line 5 pipeline in northern Wisconsin, closing that pipeline could cause oil and gas prices to significantly increase in Wisconsin and Michigan. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and LacrosseEagle.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Thunder in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup Championship. Doc Rivers asked about the Thunder, one of the youngest teams in the league, featuring Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, against the Bucks, now one of the oldest.
They're good. I enjoy watching them play. Shai's one of my favorite players. I actually got to coach him in his rookie year. But it's and I joke about it. And all these young teams are flying around, and we're going to come in with our little canes and wheelchairs and play them.
College hoops, the Badgers' next game coming up Sunday when they host Detroit Mercy. Wisconsin dropped out of the AP top 25 rankings after losing three straight last week, but beat Butler over the weekend.
Much happier locker room than we've had the last three games, and I think these guys really have earned it. And obviously, when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity, and how you respond to that and how you use those experiences to grow, I think, tells us a lot about the character of the young men in our locker room, and I couldn't be happier for them.
That's Badgers head basketball coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's been a rough go over the second half of season 5 on Yellowstone. In the first episode of part 2, producers killed off the main character John Dutton, played by Kevin Costner. A fine how do you do for his welcome back after a hiatus in tension between he and executive producer Taylor Sheridan. And in the season finale, a major character was also killed, polarizing the audience. The New York Post reports that social media reaction has compared it to the last episode of Game of Thrones, which also wasn't popular. Home Alone is on most people's favorite list when it comes to Christmas movies. The film is so iconic that Kevin, or Macaulay Culkin, actually thought about purchasing the home, which is in Winnetka, Illinois, on Chicago's North Shore. The house has only been sold twice since the film was released, and this time sold after only a week on the market for 5 million smackers. Culkin said he was seriously considering it, but got busy with his kids. Sounds like he's much more attentive than his movie parents. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the gate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hank's recent film Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors, and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous two. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy today with snow developing later this afternoon, continuing through tonight with around an inch or a little more possible by the time it ends. Our high in the upper 20s to low 30s today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 24 with more snow on the way tomorrow night through much of Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.